This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from San Francisco, home of Super Bowl 60. It's the Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, Pro Football Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. Coming up, Emmy Award-winning actor Keegan-Michael Key. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Our final hour of our three-day residency here in downtown San Francisco's on the air. Disney Plus, we're on the air on ESPN, the app. And we also say hello to the ESPN2 cable audience joining us for our final hour here. And again, our final day of 3 days here at Super Bowl 60. We're also on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM channel number 80. Gentlemen, and I say that to everybody who has a microphone in front of them. Raise your hand if you have a Super Bowl ad on Sunday. Do you have a Super Bowl ad over there? Do you have a Super Bowl ad? No?
See.
Do you have a Super Bowl ad?
Oh.
Keegan-Michael Key is...
Yes. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, baby.
As a matter of fact, I do. I have a Super Bowl ad that is going to be airing on Sunday.
Yes, you
during
do.
The transmission of Super Bowl 60 right
transmission.
Here transmission. In gorgeous Northern California, Santa Clara, to Woo. Be exact. But we're in San Francisco right now.
We are.
Can I say this right now?
Yes, Keegan-Michael.
The weather right now mm-hmm. in San Francisco, two syllables per effect.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
All
right
week
now.
It's been that way.
Gorgeous.
It's
right?
been and the city's been looking great.
City.
The food's
great
amazing.
City. Personality.
Fans are amazing. Look at all these Niner fans
over
who,
here hanging out.
Exactly.
And look,
the
very supportive, but also very it's just calm. There's a nice calm vibe,
this is,
but
yes.
super supportive.
It's, it might also be that the occasional waft walking
just occasional waft, yes. just
by the way, the
occasional contact.
That would be a great name of a house band here.
Yeah,
in San Francisco.
The waft.
Occasional waft.
Come see. Welcome to the Bar and Grill. We're the Waft. Here to play your greatest hits from the 80s and 90s.
That is one of my favorite moments.
Or our favorite radio station,
it's
right?
Yes. Then, yeah.
KSTW, we're the Waft. Easy listening. All day.
W-A-F-T.
W-A-F-T.
W-A-F-T. W-A-F-T.
The Waft.
We could keep
We're
going.
Smoking.
We could keep going. We could keep going.
Janice is like, Jesus, let's get, you got to just talk about the commercial.
State Farm.
State Farm, yes.
Okay, so Stop Living on a Prayer, TBC is basically what it's called, right?
That's
so
right.
To be determined.
To be determined.
Uh-huh,
well, it's definitely determined it's going to
okay.
happen.
Okay, very good.
So we're doing this commercial. First of all, I'm very thrilled to be working with a really iconic brand like State Farm
yes,
that has, for years now, been making really consistently funny, iconic ads.
Yes.
Jake from State Farm is another piece of iconography that's existed in the last half decade of yes. our lives. We all know Jake from State Farm. And it's really fun. Me and Danny McBride, oh. if everybody loves Danny McBride, who's amazing, we're playing these two insurance agents
yes.
who work for Halfway Insurance. And they everything they do at work is part of the titular title. So everything's a half measure, a half solution. They're horrible at their jobs. And it's a lot of fun. We're having so much fun. And it really just kind of goes to show that the motto, which I love, is having insurance is not the same as having State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hope that when people watch the ad, that the big thing is going to be like, oh, okay, now I got to think about my insurance company. Do I have the coverage that I need, or should I switch to State Farm?
There you go.
And, or you could stay with this insurance company, and then you could possibly be living on a prayer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just like the song, the iconic song, Living on a Prayer, that great 80s anthem. So anyway, it is very exciting. And I'm looking forward to everybody seeing it.
Yeah, Haley Steinfeld as well, right?
Haley Steinfeld is in it.
Cat's Eye is in it as well.
Cat's Eye is in it. Okay. So it's a multi-generational spot. It's for people, you know, young people, people my age who have kids that they got to keep on their insurance. I mean, it should appeal to everyone, and we're really thrilled about it.
Well, it does. My oldest son, my 17-year-old son, Xander, he's so excited about Cat's Eye being in a Super Bowl commercial. He's been talking about it.
Is he really?
I kid you not.
He's 17?
He's 17. He loves Cat's Eye. Can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of them.
No, I know.
I mean, they're a global girl band. They are. They have quite a reach.
They do.
Really impressive young
They have
ladies.
Reached my oldest son. Yes. That is for sure. That is for sure. And this commercial's on in the first quarter?
My understanding is in the first quarter, yes.
Okay.
So it's very pleased with the placement as well.
You absolutely should be. I told this story, I forget to whom the other day, but the very first NFL Network commercial ever, we were so excited. It was right after halftime of the Patriots Carolina Panthers Super Bowl.
Yep.
We were all around a television. We all found a TV set inside the stadium in Houston. We were huddled around it. We were so excited to see it. And then everybody was like, what did Justin Timberlake just do?
Did that just happen? Wardrobe malfunction.
Let me just tell you, sir, my BlackBerry was going crazy. My BlackBerry was going off.
The old BlackBerry.
BlackBerry. It turned out to be the most, I'll keep going here, it turned out to be the most rewound moment in the history of TiVo.
Oh, TiVo. Oh, my God.
They were blooping back, you know, a couple of times.
Remember that?
Nobody saw our commercial.
Nobody saw the commercial.
Nope.
Of course.
So, first quarter, everybody's locked in.
Yep.
We're assuming it's going to be at least a tie, if not a one-score game, first quarter.
Exactly.
Everyone's locked in. America and the whole world is locked
in. And even the casual fan, I think, is usually still watching at that point in time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm so very excited about the placement.
Yeah. And I love it. Please tell everybody how you're taking in the game, because I would take in the game the same way.
I don't know about the entirety of the game.
Yes, sir.
But our plan for the first quarter is to watch it by ourselves at home.
That's it.
So there's no distractions. I just want to see it play out. This is going to happen. There's the coin flip. Here's the anthem. Here's the first series. I just want to watch it in its natural state.
No distractions.
And watch the commercial. Then we can go off and carouse someplace. But I don't want to be sitting in a room and going, shh, shh, shh. The commercial, you know what I mean?
You can't do that.
I just want to be medically sealed in our living room in front of our TV, watch the commercial, boom, and then we'll make our way forth. We will sally forth into the world.
That makes sense.
You understand, if you're in a Super Bowl commercial,
there's
no carousing.
No.
I'm not going to someone else's
house. No pre-carousals. I'm going to try to use as many 19th century words as I can today. Sally forth, carouse.
That's amazing.
What's going on with me?
Before
today?
You have your daily constitution.
Before I have my daily constitution.
Tea party. Another fete.
Is there chicory in this coffee? Here it is, right?
Keegan Michael Key here on the Rich Eisen Show. State Farm, again, is the company that is smart enough and brilliant enough to put you in a commercial with some other very funny and talented people. We have not spoken about this because it happened after you left your last time you were on the show. But how do I put this? An actual NFL player was flagged for triple pumping in the end zone this year. Rico Dowdle.
Dowdle of the Carolina Panthers.
Had the temerity to triple pump. that had to blow your mind.
That was another one of those strange moments where, you know, life is imitating art and vice versa, like the snake eating its own tail. But what he did the following week, I thought was fantastic. Where he scored another touchdown. Remember he had that little streak there where he was the hottest back. And he went and went for the pump and then faked and then he no-pumped, which was great. But I love the fact that people, not everybody obviously, but people, players, thought they went, but that's not the rules. I'm like, no, those are made up rules. We arbitrarily made up those rules for our sketch. Those have no bearing on the NFL rule book whatsoever. He's like, but I didn't do the third. It's like, there's not real rules, buddy. Not real rules.
As you know, I geek out on the process of things like this. So back in the day when you're coming up with this, how did this idea, the triple pump celebration?
This is another one of those sneak attack Jordan moments where I walked into the office.
Yes.
And he just goes, read this. And I'm like, what? When did you write this? You know, sometimes he just goes home and he's like, oh, I had this idea. And I can't remember who he saw do it, but he saw somebody get penalized.
Yes.
And then he wrote the sketch. And then the first person to do it was Lance Moore when he was before he went to Pittsburgh. He was playing for New Orleans, yeah, the Saints. And he and Kenny Britt had planned the whole thing out. Kenny Britt used his diaper as a
flag.
And they got penalized for doing... And nobody had ever seen it before. Then they did it. Then Von Miller did it. And it was, it became this little epidemic. And then, you know, they changed.
An
epidemic, yeah. Roger and everyone's like pulling their hair out going, what are these guys doing? You know what I mean? And so Jordan just had the idea to find a comedic game that would work.
Mm-hmm.
And he just made up this rule that you can't, that if you pump twice, it's okay. If you pump three times, it's obscene. Which I thought was brilliant. It was just brilliant.
And then the extra ad on top of it was for Jordan Peele to play the official.
To play the official,
for the
yes.
second time you attempt to do it in the game, to get down at pump level.
He was at pump level with the whistle.
Getting ready.
Literally standing right in front of my crotch with the whistle, waiting to see if there was a third pump. And my character struggling because he wants to pump. He's
in the worst way.
I want to pump it so bad. And he doesn't. It was a riot. And then we came up on the day. It wasn't in the script. We came up on the day with the pause, which was that if I pump twice and then pause, that's a reset. This is not a third pump. And the ref's like, that's a third pump. And then he did the stupidest thing. I said, I did two pumps. And then I did one pump. And then he takes my hands and he slaps them together. And I go, as if somehow he controls my so silly.
Oh my God. So silly.
Jesus. So silly.
And here's how silly it really is. It's that you kind of, in a way, prefaced or saw coming this whole concept of a third step for a catch rule. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, when is that third step taking place? That third pump, if you're going to stop at two,
right, yeah, yeah.
How long of a pause one need?
What is the duration of the pause have to be? It's the football version of, like, the gather now. I'm like,
the NBA gather.
This is just me watching NBA games. This is me. This is me watching any NBA game.
Yeah.
Travel. Travel. Right. Travel.
Yep.
Travel. Step back, travel. Six steps. Nine steps. Travel. This guy, he's in a golf cart. Travel. It's insane.
Carry.
He just went. What in the world? Anyway, different sport. We'll talk about that.
That's great. Like that.
It's so good.
You can't travel.
So now if it was like this, you'd be the basketball player in the midst of like a two steps, getting ready to take your third step like this, and Jordan would be there standing right next to him.
Tweet, travel.
Or not call it at all.
Or just not call it, or just let him just go.
Triple.
I mean, it's insane. But we, God bless America.
It's all good. No, I'm not.
When the epidemic happened,
yes.
But Von Miller.
Oh God.
We had a really fun idea with Von. So Von did it. And then, you know, he had this charity in Denver to supply children with eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've done it twice. I'm trying to think of the other person. Oh, we did it with Rico too.
Yeah.
Where they're fine. You want to donate money.
Yes.
In the amount of the fine, yeah, to one of the charities. So.
I saw you also put like a video together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
After
and we
it happened.
To Rico. But that's my partner, Elle. She's the philanthropic one. She's the one. We should play. You know, so I'm like, oh, that never occurred to me. What does that say about me? Never occurred to me. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, I just loved when that happened. I'm like, this is art imitating life, but just in the most absurd way. But you said, I didn't even remember, Kenny Britt was the... was
Kenny
Jordan
Britt and Lance Moore.
And Lance Moore was you, and Kenny Britt was...
Lance Moore was me. Kenny Britt was Jordan. He pretended to blow the flag, and he blow the whistle and throw the flag. And then Jordan got such a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Lance Moore, yeah. We put Lance Moore in a Key and Peele sketch.
Which one? Do you remember?
It was a voting sketch where you would, you know, where people could say you could bus people to a voting site.
Yes.
And so there were Jordan and I played these two characters called the Black Republicans, and we were driving a bus.
Yes.
And we had all the people in the back of the bus who were taking to a polling site, and we kept on going, oh, I don't understand. I keep getting lost. I can't figure out. Am I supposed to take a left turn here? So that we could never get the people to the polling site. And then Lance Moore was on the bus. He was like, I think we were supposed to take a right back there. He did a pretty good job. He did a pretty good job.
Hey, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. So Stop Living on a Prayer is the name of the State Farm ad that's going to be airing in the first quarter. I've just been told it's right after the kickoff.
So did somebody just tell you that?
Somebody just got in my ear and told me it's the first pod after kickoff.
Hey, wait a minute.
Damn, man.
The very first pod after the first series is played.
Apparently, I have been told the first time there's a commercial break, we see the State Farm spot in that pod called Stop Living on a Prayer. So, dude.
I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more.
I know. So if it's anything like the divisional game for the Seahawks against the 49ers, that'll happen right after the kickoff's return for a touchdown.
For a touchdown, right. Which would be even better.
You'll be 13 seconds in, and then you may sally forth.
And then Miss Sally forth.
Yes.
You can
do a Super Bowl carousal.
Carousal can begin quick.
Hey, Rashid Shaheed could get your day started.
We could really
get
our day started. And we'll go someplace else and have a bona fide hootenanny.
Or more.
I know for a fact your commercial is going to be a real lolly cooler.
A real what?
A lolly cooler.
A lolly kugel.
I never even heard of
that. Well, I'll tell you, when we shot the commercial, it was a heck of a boondoggle. But
I love it. Are you looking up words now?
He's over here.
Of course I am.
I mean, TJ does that.
We're watching all the pump videos while you're talking. I just watched Kenny Britt and Lance Moore.
Oh, you're watching them all.
Oh, the other ones for later viewing, if you want. Also, if you go on YouTube, Jordan and I also redid this bit again with Stephen Colbert. So if you check it on the Stephen Colbert Show, right? Stephen Colbert Three Pumps bit. We did it with Stephen Colbert too, which was hilarious.
Dude, man, you're the best. I'm so happy for to see you.
We're thrilled.
In this spot,
we're really excited. I'm excited about the game. I'm excited about this opportunity. I'm excited that it's with State Farm. They're just a great company.
You want to take a swing at predicting Super Bowl 60? You want to take a swing at punditry, sir?
At punditry. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm. My feeling from my research is that the Patriots' offensive line, and I will say, especially on the left-hand side, a little something to be desired.
Okay.
We're talking about a top five defense in Seattle.
Yes.
Now, Drake May, a bunch of turnovers in the last three games. You're not going to be able to do that again in this game.
And win.
And win the game. It's going to be a close game. I believe that Seattle's going to win. They're going to win by, it's going to be close. They're going to win by six. It's either going to be a field goal or a touchdown. I think it's going to be really close. But he can't, with that offense being as healthy as it, I know Zach Charbonnet's not going to play.
Right.
That offense being as healthy as they are, they can't afford, the Patriots can't afford to make a mistake.
Right.
I think that if Seattle gets any consistent amount of pressure, they're going to win this game by a touchdown.
Right.
That's my prediction.
What would you have done if the Lions were in this game and your commercial's on in the first quarter?
Question of the day. Here's the thing. If the Lions were playing, I think I would have missed the commercial. I would have to be.
You'd be there.
I'd have to be at the Super Bowl. I'd have to be present.
Right.
If I could find a TV, I'd go find it.
There you
but
go.
There's if the Lions were playing, see, they don't understand this in San Francisco. This is a championship city. They got the Warriors and the 49ers. They don't understand. They don't understand the yearning.
Right.
When these people and people like in the page, you people who have like a championship lineage, I don't ever want to hear it. When everyone's like, oh, we didn't make the playoffs. We've never been to a Super Bowl. Never been to a Super Bowl.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I have no sympathy with these people. I mean,
yes.
Joe Montana was your quarterback.
And then Steve Young.
And then Steve Young. Boo-hoo. The first, the team that made America's team no longer be America's team.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would have to be at the game. If the Lions were in the Super Bowl, not only would they be in the game, they'd have to arrest me. I would be on the field. They'd be like, sir, you can't be on the field. It's the Super Bowl. I'm like, you're going to have to arrest me. I'm going to eat the sod. I'm going to hug everybody, officials included.
That's right.
I am sweating. Just the thought of us going.
You'd be Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
What's right. that? I'd be Kevin Hart. Shackle me. I don't shackle me up. Here's how much I like San Francisco. Do you know how much it broke my heart? I was weeping at halftime of the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, years ago. Man.
I was like, oh my God, we're going to win
this. This is it.
And then when that freaking ball bounced off that kid's, his name was Kendall Vildor, bounced off his helmet and into Ayuk's hand.
Right.
I almost walked home.
You're like
from Levi Stadium. I went, well, that's it.
That's right.
That's it. That we're done. There's no way we're winning now. Whatever that was, that's going to keep happening.
Right.
And I wasn't even mad because I'm a kid. I'm a kid of the 80s. How do you not love the San Francisco 49ers?
Mm-hmm.
They were amazing. Jerry Rice is like my, anyway.
So you'd have been at the game.
I don't know why I got in the San Francisco
thing. On the field.
I would have been on the game, on the field, eating sod. They would have shackled me up, put me in the paddy wagon. I don't care. I'd have been like, the Lions are in the Super Bowl. That's all that would have mattered. But I would have missed the commercial. I think I'd say tape the commercial. I'll watch it later.
Record it at home.
Record it at home. We'll enjoy it later.
Yes.
But today, this is a different situation. So, yeah. Right. But, I mean, you know. Come on.
Understood.
Rich.
I get it.
Come on.
I get it.
That's just like, you know, I would watch the football game. Then I would pop on my skis and go to hell. I would go to hell to go ski or ice skate since it would be frozen over. So, no, you know that I said years ago, I think I told you guys once on the show, I said, look, in 2016, I said, look, if the Cubs can win the World Series,
yes,
we can't, maybe not in my lifetime, we will win the Super Bowl. If they can win the World Series, we will win the Super Bowl someday.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Red Sox, too.
Red Sox, too.
The curses have been broken.
The curses have been broken. Right. It'll happen. It'll happen.
Right. And I think it will, too, but we definitely know for sure Jets aren't making it back.
Oh, no. You know, sometimes I try to quiz myself and I go, okay, 2010, that's okay. Green Bay, that was the year that the Saints beat the Colts. And I'll do that. I'll quiz myself. Right. And then you look at the little like pictures and stuff and I'll go one time winners and it'll show like, you know, the Bears and the, and then you see the Jets in there and you've completely forgotten that.
That's right, yeah.
You go, oh, wait, the Jets won a Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right.
237 years ago.
That's right. We used to land men on the
moon. The same time the Jets were. That's when anything was possible.
That's right. People were still marveling over color television.
Color television.
Yes.
The Brady Bunch. Yeah, anyway.
Lions win the Super Bowl. Unlimited pumps, right?
Unlimited pumps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait,
I will go appeal. I'll go to New York and I will appeal myself to the commissioner. You got to have unlimited pumps.
RG, come on now. I mean, how can we not?
Unlimited pumps. And the ref's like, hold on, no. Oh, this kid's got real good core strength. Really? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21.
Good job. Where'd you get the pump?
You do it on the pump. You can just do it on the pump.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I can't breathe. Oh, my fantastic. God.
San Francisco, we have fun here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes, we do. By the way, I think unlimited pumps opened up for occasional waft, which just also appeared here.
We just got that occasional waft. You guys getting the waft over there?
We did.
Okay. All right.
Suddenly, you're up for an early lunch. Oh. That's odd. Okay. Again, State Farm, check out this man's ad along with Haley Steinfeld and Danny McBride and Cat's Eye. It is Stop living on a prayer in that first pod of Super Bowl 60, amazing. Baby. Oh,
amazing.
You're a first pod
I'm
talent.
A first podder.
You are.
On a rounded Super Bowl, no
yeah,
less.
Man.
First pod?
That's right.
60?
Bill Belichick's not a first one, but
yeah.
That's right.
First pod Hall of Famer.
Belichick's not a first pod guy.
Living right.
Yeah. Woo. All right. Let's
Alrighty.
Take a break here and open it. Because somebody crack a window here. On the Rich Eisen. Back with more in a moment.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Woo, boy. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us, as always, back on our radio and Disney Plus, ESPN, and ESPN2 feed. What a blast of Keegan-Michael Key, man.
Always so good. God, so good.
My sides always hurt. Okay, it's a Friday. You know what that means. It's a Super Bowl 60 edition of What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher Brockman, the floor is
all right,
yours.
All right,
it's
boys.
The big game time, baby. Here, what do you got? What do you got?
We got 10, so let's rip through them. Happy Friday. Good to see you guys.
Oh, what's up, Chris?
Hey, the 10. Super Bowl is in a couple of days. Let's do it. Are we more likely to have a non-quarterback throwing a touchdown
Ooh.
Or a special teams touchdown on Sunday?
I'll go special teams touchdown.
Yeah.
But which team is more likely to come up with the non-quarterback throwing a touchdown? Patriots, right?
I mean,
that's in their history. That's in their DNA.
It's been a McDaniel staple over the years. But we saw JSN. You know, he's got a good arm. We've seen him throwing passes this year. I don't know. I feel like this is a good one.
Okay. No, I understand that. I would go special teams touchdown. I mean, Rashid Shaheed and Marcus Jones are in the Super Bowl.
That's true.
And they are home run hitters on special teams. So I will have to go with that.
Okay. Super Bowl MVP, guys. Is it more likely it's a quarterback or anybody else?
I'll go quarterback.
I say anybody else.
But I will reiterate what we did on the Overreaction Monday Super Bowl preview show. By the way, wherever you get your podcast, it's still out there. Nothing's really changed since we recorded it on Monday, which feels like 9 years ago based off of the last 3 days we've had here. I would say... If the Patriots win, it's Drake May.
Right.
If the Seahawks win, it's more likely than not it could come from the defensive side of things. So
that's, yeah, I like that.
That's what I'll do on that front.
How about defensive stud in their first year with the team? More likely to have more sacks, DeMarcus Lawrence or Milton Williams?
Oh, man. I'll go DeMarcus Lawrence.
Hank.
Yeah. I'll go DeMarcus Lawrence.
So, tank.
Again, I like the Seattle offensive line. I like the Seattle offensive line more than yours.
Right.
But Milton Williams, man, he could pull a Deion.
Yeah, he's been wrecking games.
Let's just bring it all full circle. Deion went from Super Bowl winner San Francisco to Super Bowl winner Dallas in back-to-back years. He can go from the Eagles to the Patriots and win in back-to-back years.
Very true.
So, but I'll take DeMarcus Lawrence. What else you got?
All right, I've been doing this one kind of every week. It's a fun one. More likely to be the higher total, Drake May rushing yards or longest Jason Myers field goal?
I'll go Drake May rushing yards.
Drake!
I will go Drake May rushing.
I think that's got to be a huge X factor of the pack.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's part of why Cooper, would tell you to ask your colleague why he voted for Matthew Stafford, because Matthew Stafford does not have any of that in his game.
I think Matthew Stafford had one rushing yard.
And Drake May does have that in his game, and that's why he's a more valuable player. So I will go Drake May rush yards here.
All right, Rich Eisen. Halfway home, let's do it. More.
Go ask your colleague.
By the way, that gets funnier the more I think.
Says
I know.
My 14-year-old son,
TJ,
Chris Brockman.
We may have to put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah. Ask your colleague.
Or we're
what was it? What did he say exactly again? What did he text exactly?
Go ask your
Go
colleague.
Ask your colleague.
I
mean,
I feel honored that I'm Rich's colleague now.
As he sits in the home that you provided for him, that's wild to me, man.
You know what? Susie and I allow our children to be themselves, even if they're wrong. What else you got over
more
there?
More likely to be the bigger number, guys. JSN receiving yards or time of Charlie Puth's national anthem in seconds?
Seconds would be 100. What do you think? Like a buck 50?
Well, Rich, the odds right now are 120 for seconds on Charlie Puth's anthem. 2 minutes total on the anthem.
Okay. Is he going to double brave?
I'm thinking this goes.
You know,
over.
Do you remember Lady Gaga double braved?
113. Oh,
Land of the Free, home of the brave. Yeah. And then she went of the brave. She double braved.
Double braved.
She was in on it.
I'll go the anthem in seconds.
And I'm not asking this for any reason in particular.
I'll go the anthem
You're
in seconds.
Petting.
Anthem in seconds is what I'll say.
What are there more likely to be more of? Actual good Super Bowl commercials or cutaways to Cardi B?
Cardi B.
Well, we already know with Keegan-Michael Key that State Farm will be at least one.
Got
good.
At least one.
Now, what do you mean by good commercials? Is there a metric? Is there some sort of a?
I would say one.
Is there a Rotten Tomatoes type reading for that we could look at on Monday?
Ones we're talking about at the water cooler. You know what I mean?
All right. There's usually two or three of those. I'll say more good Super Bowl commercials than cutaways to Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Shouldn't be, but you
know. All right, TJ. If I had that whistle right now, I'd blow it and flag you for that.
Are we more likely...
Double pumped?
What are there going to be more of here, guys? More likely times Collinsworth mentions Mahomes or Drake May and Sam Darnold combined interceptions.
Ooh. Great.
On Sunday.
A tough one.
This is a funny one.
I mean,
Chris.
Patrick Mahomes isn't even playing in this game. But I can't.
Exactly.
I will go May Darnold interceptions.
Ooh.
But I think Collinsworth will mention Mahomes at
one
point.
In what context?
In the context of a lot of people have thought that the New England Patriots are a team that didn't play anybody in the regular season, and then in the postseason there's an AFC playoff field that doesn't have Lamar, doesn't have Burrow, doesn't have Mahomes,
something like that. These quarterbacks are just playing it.
Well, I mean, or if Drake May does something physically spectacular, making a throw on the run or something like that, I think he's just going to do it just a wink and a nod at people who think he does that. Mm. So I'll go interceptions, though. Just in case he doesn't even mention Mahomes once.
All right, a couple more. Obviously, last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl, it came down to a play on the one-yard line. Are we more likely to have a one-yard touchdown of any kind or a 50-plus yard touchdown of any kind?
Mm. Ooh. I'll go one-yard touchdown of any kind. I'll go 1 yard. What about you?
I feel like we're going to have some big plays in this game. Like I said earlier, I like a shootout in this one, so I think we're going to have some home runs hit.
Okay. What else?
Two more. More likely to be the larger number, the winning score at the Waste Management, which is going on right now in Phoenix, Arizona.
So what is that? Like two, what is it?
Last year's winner was 24 under.
Okay.
24.
Oh, so you're not going with strokes, you're going with whatever.
Or Super Bowl winning team's total points. You like anybody to get in the high 20s? On Sunday?
No, I'll go the score of the Waste Management.
Okay.
Look at you. Look at you going outside lanes and prop betting and stuff like that.
Hideki's already 10 under, so. You
know, oh, is he really?
Yeah, so he's putting up a number right
Jeez.
Now.
Jeez. Okay.
Putting up a number.
So, yeah, I'll go Waste Management.
I like it. All right, last one.
We're going to review our work on Monday.
Last one.
With Bert Kreischer.
Well, I don't know how we're going to review this one. Last one, and this is mainly just for me. More likely to be the more embarrassing vote against a Patriot, Justin Herbert MVP or Ken Anderson Hall of Fame?
Well, Ken Anderson didn't make the Hall of Fame.
Someone voted for him instead of
Bill. Say it again?
Someone voted for him instead of Bill. They made it public. I'm just taking shots here. I'm still mad about the Hall of Fame.
I still cannot believe. And again, this
I apologize.
I understand what you're saying because I don't want to denigrate. You know what I mean?
Me neither. I apologize.
I don't mean to denigrate here, but you put me in a position to denigrate. But again, to sit there and see Bill Belichick's name on a ballot and say, yeah, I'm not voting for him because someone else will and take care of what needs to be taken care of for me so I can make a statement somewhere else or give a vote to somebody else. I don't understand it, and I also don't understand a voter who clearly is in an arena that is an arena where it's obvious there's a national conversation going on about two quarterbacks, and you purposefully tap out of that.
Right.
And it's, you know, that no matter what, the vote's coming down to these two people, and you need to vote and have a say in which one of those two wins the award, and you tap out of that by making a statement about what you feel is more valuable.
It's tough.
It's tough for me to wrap my arms around. It's tough. Thank you for trying to make me denigrate people.
I wasn't trying. I just.
What's More Likely is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That is why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. You ready to predict the game, gents? Because it's the rubber's meeting the road time on all of that. Did you come up with final scores and everything like
that?
Okay, yeah, we all came up with final scores?
I got a scenario, like Tribe Called Quest.
And do we have a weather report?
Mike!
I may do a last-minute weather report.
Ready to go.
It's important.
I mean, I know. People want to know.
Ask this man about the AFC Championship game. Was weather important
to know
for the AFC Championship game?
And you weren't in the chair.
I didn't do one.
You know why? Because you were working somewhere else. That's why.
They don't care about us.
The best thing about us is that it's about us.
It's about us, exactly.
All right, our final segment here from San Francisco when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I got one more read here for you all. So when it comes to your home, we just talked about Pella Windows and Doors.
Oh, yeah.
You need a door. Did I just hear you need a door?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need a door too, Rich.
Well, our new dog is going to be bigger than I anticipated.
Okay.
So we need a much stronger front door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Him in the house.
Pella Windows and Doors always have the game winning plan for you when it comes to your home. They're not just window and door experts. They're expert at taking care of you and your home or your dog.
Yes.
Through the door, right? Yes. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. You need experts. You need that help.
I need it.
They do it every day, and that's why your neighbors trust them. Discover why Pella is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. In order to get the door, you got to be here more than three times in a week.
You'll never get the door.
I just made that rule.
It was like the pumps.
Let's get to it. We've got about five, six minutes to go here. We got to get our predictions, but before the predictions.
Weather?
100%.
All right, so.
Hold on a second. Do we go at the drop and everything like that?
No, we don't have the drop.
We don't have the drop. Okay, Mike Del Tufo. How's the weather out there?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Well, Sunday is going to be, obviously, we know California's beautiful, everybody, right?
No, it can get cold. It can get rainy in San Francisco.
But it's beautiful 90% of the time.
Okay, so what do we have?
It's going to be a low of 45, a high of 66.
Okay.
Game time, which is what time? Because I'm not
3:20 in the afternoon.
East, West Coast.
Pacific, right in the middle of the day.
It's going to be about 66 degrees.
Okay.
And it's going to drop a little.
Okay.
No precipitation.
No precipitation.
At all. Nothing.
Is it going to be sunny?
It's going to be sunny all day.
Okay.
There'll probably be clouds. I mean, clouds happen, right?
Okay. You can't control that.
I love that. You see, I love that.
It's going to be sunny all day. Clouds happen.
Clouds happen, people.
Rich Eisen Show meteorologist, Mr. Doppler himself, says clouds happen.
They do. I'm not wrong.
They did at the end of the Keegan-Michael Key segment.
Exactly. Well,
that's a different kind of cloud.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, now.
You don't have to say that. Oh. You just don't have to take out the hammer and nail it. You know what I mean?
You see, drop the mic and walk away.
So it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a beautiful day. Right?
All right. It is now time for us to predict Super Bowl 60. Chris Brockman, I need a score. I need a winner, and I want an MVP on top of it. Call your shot is basically what I'm saying. Go for it.
Rich, the parallels between this year and 2001 are plentiful, as you've pointed out. A underdog Patriots team against an NFC power that's just been steamrolling everyone. We know what happened in 2001, guys. What happened in that game? Oh, right. Came down to a field goal by Adam Vinatieri win that Super Bowl. And I find it ironic that Adam Vinatieri was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I think it's coincidental, not ironic, but okay, that's all right.
Coincidental, ironic, fate. I don't know, but this is going to come down to a Andy Borogales game-winning field goal. Patriots 34, Seahawks 31. Drake reenacts the famous Tom Brady hand on the head photo, and the new dynasty begins.
Oh, wow. New dynasty. You don't even give us a score and an MVP. Who's the MVP? Is it Drake May?
Obviously Drake May.
Okay. Okay. Very good. What do you have, TJ? Who do you have?
Well, I have the Dallas Cowboys.
No. Seriously.
Okay, sorry. No. Okay. So let me give you a scenario. It's the fourth quarter, right? The Seattle Seahawks threw up 20-16 with 3 minutes and 25 seconds left. Seahawks have the ball. There's a fumble.
Okay.
Christian Gonzalez scoops it up. He takes it to the crib for a touchdown. The Pats go up 23-20. That's the final score. Christian Gonzalez is your MVP.
Oh, wow.
I gave you like a Tribe Called Quest. I gave you a scenario.
DJ Jefferson. Do you have one, Mike?
Yeah, I got the Pats, their year, I was there 2001, and this team literally reminds me of that team 100%. The Hawks defense is great. And I got to go. I think the Pats are going to wind up, and I'm like a little higher ready. So I think the Pats got this one.
Do you have a score and an MVP? Or?
I say it's going to be probably, it's going to be low in the 20s. I give them like maybe 23-20.
Okay. And the MVP is going to be?
Of Drake May.
Okay, very good.
Literally so just copied TJ's score.
Three Patriots over there. And man, Seahawks fans have been all over me all year because I'm like, I need to see it. I need to believe it a little bit more, and they all think I throw them under the bus at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, Super Bowl 60 is going to be won by the Seattle Seahawks, and their defense is going to do it. And it's going to be a 24-10 victory for the Seattle Seahawks. They're going to get a little bit of here with the offense and get a little bit of there on special teams, and they are going to get the defensive stops, 24-10. And your Super Bowl MVP will be DeMarcus Lawrence, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, the unkind cut for you.
Well,
TJ Jefferson. DeMarcus Lawrence has been outstanding. I'm going to peg him as the guy who is going to come up with some sacks and maybe a sack force fumble. And the Seahawks are going to get this thing done. And he has been vocal quite a bit about Seattle being able to lay in wait and destroy teams. And that's where I'm going. I'm going the Seattle Seahawks win Super Bowl 60 by two touchdowns, which is a rarity for these two teams to play a game that's got a margin of victory more than just a touchdown. And I think the defense will lead them. And I think Seattle fans will be very happy. And I can't wait to hear from all of you. I can't wait to hear from all of you about how I believed in your team all along. And I've been running an okey-doke week after week after week. I've been lying in wait. Just like the defense, to finally flip the script. And that's my prediction for Super Bowl 60. In advance, so I've already front-loaded it for Sunday show. Great job this week.
We both picked defensive MVPs.
Which we did. And great job to everybody behind the scenes, behind cameras, behind the scenes right here. Thanks to the fans here. Thanks to everybody on the street for that contact high.
Yes. I'm hungry.
Appreciate that. In all seriousness, San Francisco's just been outstanding.
Awesome.
It's been beautiful. The weather's been great. The fans have been great. The food has been great. We just believe in this city's awesomeness and this awesome Golden State as well that we call home every single day. And I want to thank all of our guests that have appeared on this program this week, today especially. We had Keegan-Michael Key, Marshall Faulk, Emmett Smith, and Deion Sanders all week long. I want to thank Kurt Warner, CeeDee Lamb, Seth Rollins, Christian McCaffrey, Steve Smith Sr., Adam Ray, Cam Hayward, Frank Caliendo, Gronk, Charles Woodson, Octavia Spencer, and you, the fans, for taking in the show. Our radio audience will chat Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.